of a father trying to explain Lent to his 10-year-old son. At one point, the father said, "You ought to give up something for Lent, something you will really miss, like candy." The boy thought, "Giving up, father." "I am giving up liquor," the father replied. "Before dinner, you were drinking something," the boy protested. "Yes, but that was only sherry," said the father. "I gave up hard liquor." To which the boy will give up hard candy. The first reading explains how obedience to God transforms the childless and pagan Abraham into a believer in the one true God and late Abraham, who became the prototype of trusting faith and father of God's chosen people. Abraham, a pagan, was prosperous in land and livestock, but he had no children. So God challenged him with an offering, but God's requirements were absolute: "Go forth from the land of your kin." Abraham was from Ur in Chaldea, and as one of Terah's sons, journeyed with his family to Haran in Upper Mesopotamia. The requirements were to become even more absolute when, after Abraham finally had a son of his own body through Sarah, the barren, God asked him to sacrifice that same son. The location of the Transfiguration, Galilee, near Caesarea Philippi, where Jesus had camped for a week before the Transfiguration. The 9,200-foot mountain was desolate. Mount Tabor, on the other hand, is a hill in the south of Galilee, Roman fort on top of it, an unlikely place for solitude and prayer. While praying, Jesus was transfigured into a shining figure full of heavenly glory. This reminds us of Moses and Elijah, who Moses had met the Lord in the burning bush at Mount Horeb. After his later encounter with God, Moses' face shone so brightly that it frightened the people, and Moses had to wear a veil over his face, taken up in a cloud at the end of his earthly life. Elijah had traveled for 40 days to Mount Horeb on the strength of the food brought by an angel. At Mount Horeb, Elijah sought refuge in a cave as the glory of the Lord passed directly to heaven in a chariot of fire without experiencing death. In addition, Moses led his people out of slavery in Egypt, received the Torah on Mount Sinai, and brought God's people to the edge of the promised land. During the 9th century BC, performed healings and other miracles to external enemies and the wicked within Israel. Their presence in Transfiguration account emphasizes Jesus' continuity with the law, that is Moses, and the prophets, that is Elijah. These representatives of the law and the prophets foreshadowed Jesus, who is the culmination of the law and the prophets. Both prophets were initially rejected by the people, but were vindicated by God. The Jews believed that these men, Moses and Elijah was carried to heaven in a whirlwind. So the implication is that although God spared Moses and Elijah the normal process of death, he did not spare his son Jesus. Peter's offer to pitch 3 tabernacles, which commemorated the wilderness period when the Israelites lived in the tents. "This is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him," are the same words used by God at Jesus' baptism, Transfiguration. On this mountain, God reveals Jesus as his son, beloved, the one in whom he is well pleased and to whom we must listen. Just as Jesus' transfiguration strengthened the apostles in their time of trial, heavenly strength against our trial of our lives during this season of Lent. In addition, communion with Jesus in prayer and in the Eucharist should be a source of daily transformation for both our minds and hearts. We must also be transformed, sharing love, compassion, and forgiveness with others, especially in this season of Lent.